From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush raised more than $130 million in political contributions in 2003. That is more than the combined total raised by his Democratic competitors. Roughly half the money that the president raises comes from volunteer fundraisers. They're known as bundlers because they solicit or bundle donations made by others. In the Bush campaign, the best of the bundlers are called pioneers and rangers. Pioneers agree to raise at least $100,000, and rangers promise at least $200,000. While many bundlers operate in metropolitan areas, some have found success in rural America. And from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Brian Bull reports.
At a Pennington County Republicans dinner in Rapid City, people excitedly talk about the recent signs of a rebounding economy or Saddam Hussein's capture.
Well, I had wanted to take my father's shotgun out on the deck, fire a few rallies in the air, but we live in a neighborhood. They might think there's a terrorist about, so I didn't.
This isn't a big dollar event. About 100 Republicans have paid $25 apiece for prime rib and wine. But Kasai El-Haj, finance chair for the South Dakota GOP, is proud of the turnout.
Rural America put their money where their mouth is.
And while the take isn't much compared to the upscale precincts of New York, Los Angeles, or Washington, the Midwest offers a rich harvest for the Bush campaign's bundlers. In 10 Midwestern states, 26 rangers and 50 pioneers have piled up more than $10 million. Even South Dakota, with 700,000 residents and a struggling farm-based economy, has a pioneer. He's Tom Everest of Sioux Falls, a contractor and prominent Republican booster. Everest declined requests for an interview, but Harvey Malone, a retired rancher who was at the dinner, was more eager to talk.
He's a big wheel, and he is associated with big wheels, so I can see how he could raise that much money. More power to him. Us little guys won't have to give so much if he raises all the big money.
Bundlers have always been around, but their status rose last year after the McCain-Feingold law outlawed huge corporate and union contributions. All of the major presidential candidates depend on bundlers, but the Bush network is unprecedented. Betty Smith is a political science professor at the University of South Dakota. She says despite their key role, bundlers here are often leery about discussing their work.
Add the Midwestern reticence about everything. I think that goes a long way to explaining the sense that bundlers have that they would prefer others don't know what they're doing. On the other hand, it gives them a kind of insider status, gives them access to high-level officials. It really makes people feel good.
Not all of the Midwesterners are so shy. Former U.S. Senator Rudy Boschwitz of Minnesota raised almost $400,000 for Mr. Bush 4 years ago, and he's working to do it again. Boschwitz notes that the maximum contribution is $2,000 per person.
And it takes hundreds of phone calls. Some people know why you're calling and don't answer at all. And I negotiate. If somebody doesn't want to give $2,000, we'll take less.
Critics allege bundlers also get regulatory breaks that benefit their businesses or prestigious appointments. The watchdog group, Texans for Public Justice, says that of the 241 pioneers in 2000, roughly one out of four has gotten a special appointment from the Bush administration. Russell Freeman is a former attorney from Fargo, North Dakota, and a 2000 Bush pioneer. His brother, Brad Freeman, is an old friend of the president's. Russell Freeman denies any connection between raising money for the Bush campaign and being named ambassador to Belize.
I think he thought I could do the job. I did raise a little over $100,000. Money, unfortunately, is very important in this game. And you have to have money to spread your message and to counter what other candidates may be saying about you.
Since Freeman's departure to Central America, no one in North Dakota has reached pioneer status. But the Bush campaign said last fall that it's received contributions from virtually every county in the nation. About the same time, the Nonpartisan Campaign Finance Institute analyzed political contributions and found that 84% of the Bush campaign's money came in contributions of $1,000 or more. Still, Nebraska Ranger Dwayne Ackley, chairman of Creek Carrier Corporation, says those big contributions are small compared to the millions that financier George Soros has pledged to anti-Bush groups like MoveOn.org.
So I've been out raising the small dollars from the average worker and businessman And if someone says, well, gee whiz, the president's already raised a very substantial amount of money, why should we give? And then I remind them of the billionaire George Soros, and that's why you have to get the small dollars to match what the other side's doing.
Observers expect the Bush campaign to surpass its goal of $170 million. The leading Democrat is former Vermont Governor Howard Dean with roughly $40 million, followed by John Kerry with nearly $29 million for the year, including some of his own money. At the end of primaries, the final Democrat left standing will be racing to keep up with President Bush's campaign, one that's already bolstered with high approval ratings, garnished with a war chest brimming with cash. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota.